Welcome to Canny Cross Conversations with me, Michelle.
And me, Louise, talking all things dogs, running and canny sports. This episode is sponsored by the Get Stronger, Run a Faster 5K course.
It's great for canny crossers and runners to improve their 5K time and keep up with their dogs.
Welcome to this episode of Canny Cross Conversations. And this week we have Sarah Jones, founder of My Anxious Dog and the Awareness Day Dogs in Yellow. Now, we have had Sarah, she was on one of our very first podcasts, episode 8. And I think your very first podcast as well, Sarah, which has all changed since. So that was a couple of years ago. I think that was 2021. Oh, was it 21?
Yeah, it was the November before you first launched Dogs in Yellow Day, wasn't it?
Yeah, so, yes, so we thought, as it's been going a couple of years now, we would have a review because lots of things have been happening. So, first of all, welcome, Sarah, and please do tell our listeners, just briefly, if they haven't listened to the first episode, but if they have, and go and listen to it, just tell us briefly about your story.
Hi, thank you for having me on again. My name's Sarah and founder of My Anxious Dog. And I have an anxious and reactive dog called Bella, a now coming up 12-year-old Cocker Spaniel. And she is the whole reason why I got into the world of yellow. She was attacked and had pain, and somebody told me about a yellow ribbon idea. And that is how I got into the world of yellow.
Brilliant. So you've kind of launched this awareness day, haven't you, to educate other dog owners about just giving dogs space. Do you want to just explain a little bit about what the Dogs in Yellow Day is about?
Yep. So the Dogs in Yellow Day came about because when we were selling products, we found that people were saying that it's all very well, but nobody knows what it means. So I designed poo bin stickers and wheelie bin stickers and car stickers, and we done posters that people could put up in their vets and things like that. But it needed to be a bit more national, so that's where the idea of the Dogs in Yellow Day came from, so that we could put it out nationally to make the awareness a lot more stronger.
I was going to say, how did it go on the first year?
The first year, it really took off more than I thought. You know, we were in national newspapers. People were a lot more inquisitive about it because it was the first year. So, but it's built, you know, we've just had our third one and it's built from that as well.
So what's happened this time? Because it was March the 20th, wasn't it?
March 20th.
It's just happened. So tell us about, this is your third year. So tell us what's happened this time.
Yeah, so I probably start the build-up towards Dogs in Yellow about 2-3 months before the actual day, because obviously if I want to get it into magazines, you know, dog related magazines and things like that, and want to get a story out, so I probably start doing, you know, writing pieces and putting PR out to magazines. So it got into quite a few of the doggy magazines, which was really good. Vanity Fur, where else did it
go? I heard of that one.
Vanity Fur, I think it's been put on pause. I think somebody behind the scenes has been quite poorly that runs it. Your Dog, Rescue Dog magazines. Yeah, I think there's about 4 or 5 magazines that it got into. Got into a national newspaper. And I'm finding that more companies, bigger companies, are getting behind the day as well. It's being promoted by Animal Friends, Fur Boost, who were recently on Dragon's Den. Tug Enough got behind it. Kids Around Dogs got behind it. But I noticed as well on the day itself that when I did go onto Facebook and Instagram, because they're my main, Instagram's my main following, my social media channel, you know, all I saw all day was just yellow, yellow, yellow.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. I couldn't have asked for it to go better. So, yeah, I was really chuffed.
So are you noticing a difference generally, Sarah, having done this, because you've been working on this for kind of 3 years now. Are you noticing a difference generally when you're out and about? Are people changing? Are they understanding what some dog owners need from them?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely have noticed in the last, I've been working on it probably 3 or 4 years, a lot more intently than before. I've been doing it a while, but it was always a little hobby before because I had a full-time job. But yeah, I'm finding a lot more people are aware of it. A lot more people talk about it. And I'm just trying to make it people with anxious dogs. It's cool. It's all right to wear the yellow. So, and that's why with my products, I try and make really lovely products that people, you know, love the product, because it is quite difficult when you have to sort of think, right, I've got an anxious and reactive dog for whatever reason, and I need to use the yellow. And the problem I had when I first got started with Bella was that I just didn't like the product. So I didn't like the situation. I didn't like the products. The wording wasn't right. And it was all a bit horrible. And that's what I wanted to change.
So what wording do you use now then? What did you come up with?
So I'm obviously called My Anxious Dog, but with Bella, I wanted something simple. Because she was reactive to people, it was really, really important for people to easily understand my message. So I had my first lead was Keep Away, and Anxious was on a harness, because I just, you know, wanted people to look and understand. So we do other products with Do Not Touch, Keep Away, Ignore My Dog, Caution Blind Dog, Deaf Dog, you know, there's a lot more bigger range, but I just wanted something simple, because back then the yellow wasn't known so much. So Keep Away, it's simple, you know, it's understood, you know.
it is good. You talk about some big companies got behind it. What did they do, and how has that had an impact?
I think with the big companies getting behind it, it makes it acceptable. It makes people go, oh, yeah, it's okay. I can do that. And obviously they have their, you know, it's emailed out to all their customers and people as well. So I think the biggest one that I had was last year, Animal Friends, the pet insurance, got behind it. And they said they'd like to do a podcast. So I went down there and I got told to go to their studio, and I was like, oh my word, I struggle with doing podcasts, never mind, you know, filming of it. But it was fine. I met a lovely lady there called Natalie, who was a dog behaviourist. So it worked really well. She could talk, you know, the science behind it. And I just spoke, you know, from my experience and using the yellow. But from that, the awareness spreads and it grows as well. So Natalie turned out to be one of the directors of PACT, and they are the Professional Association of Canine Trainers. So, you know, you get them noticing it and getting them on board, and, you know, and it spreads. So.
No, it's amazing, isn't it, what people are doing. But do you still get people not understanding it? I mean, I see a lot of people with yellow, and obviously I know what to do. But I also see people, I was walking yesterday, and this guy had a yellow retractable lead, and I was confused, basically, because he let his dog come towards Pickle. And I'm thinking, well, okay. And it's almost like we need to get to the point that yellow should only be used for a reactive dog.
So retractable need that, yeah, there's a bit of controversy there. So generally, reactive and anxious dogs generally shouldn't be on retractable leads. But retractable leads have a neon like the yellowy green.
Yeah.
So it's not yellow itself. So it's a high vis. So people use high vis because it's used for nighttime walking and it needs to be seen. So it's slightly different. So my products, and we're all about pure yellow and not the neon high vis, because it can be confusing.
Yeah, it probably was a neon color. But yeah. I just think, oh, it's a yellowy color.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I need to be aware. But
it's great that initially, because it could have been, some people do, you know, use a retractable lead. If their dogs aren't lungers, they're just scared or anything like that, they, you know, will use a retractable lead, and, you know, you just never know, do you? So it's best to be safe. But it's just fab that you did.
just talk us through, Sarah, for those people out there who are listening and thinking, well, my dog's not anxious or not reactive. What's the ideal situation what's the ideal thing to do if they see somebody who's wearing, who's got a yellow lead on the dog, or the dog's in a yellow harness? What's the ideal way they should behave?
Really, the first thing is to just give that dog space. So if your dog's off lead and does like to go over and say hello to everyone, just put your dog back on a lead is the super important thing. And then just give that person a little bit of space as they're passing. Or I generally will wait and do little games with Bella, find it middle, or, you know, just while somebody's going by. But the other thing that would be really, really nice to do is just to smile at them and not give them daggers, and, you know, them being a pain for being out in public and you having to put your lead on your dog again. And yeah, so it would be nice. The space is the main thing. Yeah. Call your dog back or just give them a bit of room, but maybe a smile would be really kind as well, because it can be really, really hard.
Yeah, it can be kind of, as the owner of a dog who can be reactive, I have been in tears on a few walks because of, not necessarily because of her reactivity, but because of my own judgments on the situation.
Yeah.
It is tough, isn't it?
Really, really hard.
Yeah.
It's really challenging, but I think the first thing is acceptance. You know, you have to sort of accept the way your dog is and what's happened in their history or their personality. And then, you know, to me, the next thing is the yellow, because it massively explains how your dog is feeling when out in public. Because I did actually do after my second Dogs in Yellow Day, I did do some research on what the Dogs in Yellow Day did for people, you know, in my Facebook group, and it was amazing some of the stats that came back. So I did do a little leaflet on it, on how it made people feel. It was really, really good.
Oh, brilliant. Tell us more about that then. So what feedback did you get?
So 1,000 people took part in the research of it, and back then there was 11 million dogs in the UK, according to the PDSA report that was done. 45% of dog owners, they said, had concerns when they were walking their dogs for whatever reason. 17% of people had a fear of their dog being attacked when out. And 11% of those dog owners as well, their dogs had an unreliable recall. That 11%, that was the brave ones that admitted it. So it's probably a lot more. So for an owner of a reactive dog, that is over 1 million dogs when you're out walking with no recall. So that's one of the issues. But 91% of the 1,000 people said that the yellow enhanced their walks, which was, you know, people that are using the yellow found that enhanced their walks. And 66% said they came into contact less, they felt, with more with people or a dog. So it was just like, wow, that's just, I mean, there was lots more other questions, but, you know,
Does Poppy wear yellow, Michelle?
She doesn't. She is yellow. I'm not sure it would stand out on her, but I will have a look at your products, actually, because I think maybe a lead might be helpful. Because, yeah, she's not great at the, if we walk past the bus stop and the lady's standing there, try and give her mints and she'll bark at them. There was a man came out of a shop the other day, just made a beeline for her. And I was like, oh, no, he's going to stroke her. And anyway, she started barking at him before he got any closer. So, yeah, maybe the yellow would help.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I felt that the yellow, I don't like going out without the yellow. Even that I know I do yellow and I promote the yellow and everything. And last summer we went for a weekend away and Matt put Bella in the car. And he forgot to put a harness and lead in there. So when we got down there, we went out with our friends. I had to borrow one of their leads. Luckily, she had a dog with and had a lead. And walking around that town with Bella, without her yellow lead and harness on, I felt so vulnerable. I was just staggered at how I felt. It was like, oh, because I always have a yellow lead and a yellow harness. Not having it really, really made me feel vulnerable, which obviously made Bella, you know, sense there was an issue. You know, I was probably more holding on to her lead than before. And that brought out an illustration. I know it's, but yeah, so this is then what I done, Michelle. We've done an illustration about going out and make, you know, fitting your dog feeling naked.
Oh, yeah. We should take a photo of that, actually.
Take a photo now.
It's a little dog with nothing on, but it's...
Yeah, so the dog's looking naked and bare, but then the dog puts its harness on and is feeling great because it can let people know it needs a little space. Yeah.
But it is interesting, isn't it? Because I sort of think dog etiquette... We might have mentioned this before. If my dog is on a lead and my dog is not bothered about other dogs, so, you know, even if her recall is, she won't go up to other dogs, actually. Her recall's not that bad, as I've witnessed this weekend, which was quite impressive. But if I've got her on the lead, which sometimes if I'm walking down the canal, I do, because she'll just get in the canal after the ducks, I find it really interesting the amount of people that that don't put their dogs on the lead when they see that I have a dog on a lead. Or a case in point that I had the other day, she did put a dog on the lead. So I was all sort of, oh, that's good. Not that she needed to, because my dog's fine. Yep. But I thought, no, I feel like I'm educating as I'm out, and which is obviously what you're doing with the yellow all the time, isn't it? And so I was about to say thank you, because I won't go into a spill that, oh, she's fine. But this dog then, on a lead, came straight towards my dog. And I just thought, if my dog had been reactive, she'd have got her nose bitten off. So yeah. Well, it's like she did it half right, but...
Yeah. I suppose they feel that they've got their dog under control.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because it's attached to them. Yeah.
It's attached to them. And that's why it's so important to use the yellow, because then they can see that your dog is on a lead, but they can also see that it's wearing yellow, so it doesn't want to say hello, or it is scared, or, you know, all those sensitive, shy. I see so many words for it. I mean, I always say anxious and reactive, but we have fearful, shy, sensitive, fizzy, so many different words for so many different words for the same thing. But
I know Sarah and I were at a conference recently, and we were talking about, because the other thing that winds me up, my pet hate, is when I'm canny crossing. And yes, I appreciate that I'm out in an area where dog walkers are, and I will always slow down. And, you know, especially if I'm coming up behind someone, I will definitely shout that I'm coming past. But I hate loose dogs that they can't recall back, because then, I'm sure you've had this, Michelle, then I've got two dogs in front of me and it really winds me up.
We got herded by two collies the other day on a canny cross run. It was interesting. I ended up slipping over in the mud. But the couple with the two collies had another very noisy dog on a lead. So I think they were busy trying to control them. I mean, the collies weren't... they didn't intend any harm. I think they were just kind of following their natural instincts, but they herded us literally into this massive puddle, and they couldn't do anything about it. So we were just all kind of stuck there for a while where their other dog was barking. So, yeah, I think we do need a bit more education still. So there's definitely still work to be done by all of us, isn't there, about this giving our dogs more space?
Yeah, and I think as well, it's hard, isn't it? We think that we get this dog and everything's going to be perfect with this dog, but the world's not like that. So it is difficult.
That's really interesting because Pickle, that you say that, because Pickle is my third lab. And I was determined, with the last one, I never achieved, you know, if she was away from me, I never achieved a stop and sit whistle. So I was determined, determined that I was going to do that. This dog was going to be well trained. And to be fair, she's the best trained dog I have ever had. But if she sees something like a rabbit, pheasant, I have no hope. And it... Yeah, so you're right. You don't know what you're going to get. And that it kind of irritates me when we canny cross in this one. When we go out on a group, we canny cross on this farm track. And there's this, I'm sure if they're listening, or they don't know who they are, but they've got these two wonderful Labradors that are very well controlled. And, you know, and they can get them to come back to them, sit down. Fantastic. And they let us run past. And I always have this sort of inferiority complex because, you know, I've got this Labrador that's just going for it. But when we have a reactive Rosie, the reactive spaniel with us, one of us tends to run on the outside of her. She is so much better when she's canny crossing. But sometimes if we don't get the positioning quite right, she'll lunge. And the look on people's faces or the, you know, this particular, and I end up shouting things back nicely, trying to explain what's going on. Because, yes, you have got these perfect dogs, but you might not next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'd never even heard of an anxious dog until, you know, I got Bella. And even then when, you know, she was showing me all these signs, you know, not being a dog expert, I didn't recognise any of it until she started growling and snapping and lunging. So it was a bit too late then. We've improved it. You know, the trainers and behaviours we've seen, you take bits and pieces from all of them, really. Yeah. So we've got some good tips and tricks and things to do, but she liked her classes. We haven't done canny cross with her. She's probably a bit too old now. She's 11 and a half. But we've done man trailing and we used to do agility, but like I say, she's getting a bit too old for that, and hoopers. And she was fine, you know, in a class. Once she got used to the dogs around her and people knew, you know, even in class, Bella always had her yellow harness on because if someone got food out, she would want to go and see, and people would misinterpret. Oh, look, she likes me now. She's come to me. No, she just wants to see your food. So she always had a yellow on because people would automatically put their hand down to give her a tickle and touch her. So yeah, it can be interesting.
Yeah, and it is. And I think maybe lockdown has improved our knowledge. Maybe it's made it worse. I don't know. There's definitely more dogs that are reactive, I reckon, through lots of reasons, isn't there, which I think lockdown has probably caused quite a few of.
Yeah, definitely lockdown and socialisation and being able to train and all those type of things. But I think as well, we hear about it more because people aren't, you know, it's okay to talk about it. I think that's another thing as well. I think it's always been there, but people have never spoken about it. Whereas now I'm like, tell your story, let people know the situation, because everyone thinks that, you know, if they see Bella out and she's got her muzzle on, like my husband Matt, he's only got one arm. So he'll walk her with a muzzle on because obviously, just in case, makes him feel better as well. But it's that attitude towards looking at a dog that may be lunging or growling or, you know, even snapping at another dog. You know, people instantly go, that dog's aggressive, it shouldn't be out in public, and la 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 la. When all it's doing is talking in their language. And it's us that is judging wrongly. All that dog is saying to the other dog is, go away, I don't like you. I don't want to associate myself. Oh, and we judge that. And then, of course, it's taken out on the owner as well. And it's just horrible. There's no need for it. You know, if that owner didn't carry on with that dog, you know, it'd be another dog in a home going to rescue and or being put to sleep, you know.
No, I think that's really true, actually. And we do, people do judge. And I see that a lot more, and I haven't got a reactive dog at all. But yeah, no, it is interesting. But I also think it's what you were saying about man trailing and agility. I think that we don't stimulate. I was talking to a friend the other day, and he's done a lot more stimulation with his dog, mental stimulation, which he'd never done before. Because, you know, I was talking to Nikki with Walk Your Day Dog, and don't walk your day dog.
Don't walk your dog day. Yeah. Nikki French, we interviewed her a couple of weeks ago.
The dog's called Bodie.
All right, you listened to that one. where was I going with that? Our dogs are bright. They are intelligent creatures. And what do? We take them out for a walk, let them have a little sniff, which is good for them. Yeah. And then we bring them back and sort of, you know, don't do much with them. And actually they could be doing other stuff that doesn't take walking. And Canicross is a good thing in point, isn't it? Because they do work on that. Yeah. But anyway, I digress. Cross. So tell us about Cross, because you had a really good Cross, didn't you? I didn't see you because I was working hard.
Yeah. So it was lovely this year because of the day was coming up. I got invited to do meet and greets on a few stands. So this year I was up there the Thursday and the Friday.
Didn't come and see me.
No, I'm sorry. But Pet Remedy was the first one that got in contact with me back in January. They make a calming spray, so they wanted to partner up with me to do a My Anxious Dog calming spray. So that was sort of the announcement of it was done at Crufts. And it's really quite cute because it's yellow to go with the range. So that was really good. So I went up there to meet them and chat to them about their products and things. And Fur Boost, they were behind our campaign. So when they were giving out their leaflets, they make a hydration drink. They were recently on Dragon's Den. And on the back of their leaflet, they had all about Dogs in Yellow Day, a picture of Bella at the beach. So that was pretty amazing. I had a meet and greet on the Tug Enough stand that was really, really busy. And they do toys, you know, for dogs. So if you want to play while out with your dog, you know, they're good for that type of thing. Another meet and greet I had was with Debbie, Kids Around Dogs.
Yeah.
And a collaboration with her, another illustration about teaching kids what to do if they see a dog in yellow when out without scaring them. And it was really good because we talked about, you know, when the dog goes by, teaching them to blow a kiss or wave or take a photo, obviously from a distance, but just so that the child feels that it's still got some interaction there but hasn't. So that was really, really a nice one to do. Went to talk to the guys at the Muzzle Movement because obviously with the XL bully ban going on and things like that, they're very popular, their muzzles. So I went to talk to them and see if they're going to do yellow ones. And then I went to see Pat, which is the canine trainers, Natalie, to talk about doing some collaboration work with them to get the behaviourists and the trainers more involved with promoting and acceptance of the yellow as well.
Because the more, I think that, yeah, and I, because that was probably our next question. What would you still like to, you know, it's gaining momentum. It's been picked up in the press a lot, and you've been on TV and radio, haven't you, a lot this time. But what would you like to see happen still?
One of the things that I'd like to see happen is the yellow picked up more amongst the trainers and the behaviourists, and seeing it more when you see on social media classes going on. And I see people that specialise with anxious and reactive dogs. You don't see any yellow in the class. It's like, where's your yellow? Because it would make the people feel more open to it. You know, the more you see it, the more you want it. That's how I feel. It's so that would be really, really good to see the yellow involved in classes and things like that a lot more. It's still not quite there yet. So that would be good if we can get that. But the other thing that's going on as well at the moment is dog shows are coming up.
Oh, yes.
So we've got All About Dogs coming up this weekend in Newbury. And they've opened to the idea of the yellow space zone. So I've noticed that when I do my dog shows, it's very difficult for some dogs. You know, they get to a point where they need a little bit of time out, or, you know, if I'm doing a harness fitting, you know, there's just people are everywhere at some of the shows. And it's quite difficult to see the dogs like that as well. So I've been talking to some of the event organisers, and they quite like the idea of the yellow space zones. So we're going to try, this is the first weekend of trying them, where we have a little section of yellow fencing set out. And say I was going to, so Bella can go to an event like that, she gets stacked, but it's somewhere where you can go and sit and have a little bit of time out. So then if I wanted to eat my picnic or have a cup of coffee, you have to go miles to go and sit down somewhere. And it's so you can, so the owner and the dog can come into that space, just sit down for a minute, as long as it's not pouring with rain. Mm-hmm. And we've got some games and some enrichment given to us by Paws in Earnest. They make a Rilo, I think it's called. You know, we're going to put some food in it. Pet Remedy have given us some Boredom Busters. We've got a company local to us called Barkable. They've given us some dog treats that we can put in all these things. I've been saving up my toilet rolls and my egg boxes. So we can have a little corner of fun there, and some licky mats, products like that, so that they can, you know, licking is good for dogs, and just doing those little activities for 10, 15 minutes might bring the dog's levels down a touch.
Yeah. Give them a bit of a reset. Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously, even dogs that aren't anxious and reactive, you know, might get a little bit overwhelmed or overexcited. So, I mean, ideally it's for dogs in yellow, but, you know, if there's a space there and someone just wants a little bit of chill out time, then yeah, that's what it's, but that's gaining momentum as well. So there's more to be announced on that soon.
Ooh, exciting. So watch this space.
yeah. So it's fantastic that these events and shows have got behind it, because they're also putting what a dog in yellow means in their show guide. So it means, you know, all those people going will read what about yellow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And that's ultimately what we want, isn't it? For more people to understand what it means. And we do ask a lot of our dogs, don't we? That was clear when we were talking to Nikki a few weeks ago, that we put lots of human demands on them, don't we, that they're not necessarily comfortable with. So I think, yeah, that is such a great idea. I hope it goes really well.
Yeah, I hope so.
We have to get you back on to talk about yellow spaces, I suppose. Hopefully not leaving it so long.
I know. That is quite exciting. I don't quite, you know, I haven't done one yet, so I can't see or talk about it. But, yeah, I just think the idea is really exciting. For it just you know, I put it on my socials at the weekend, and the response back was quite amazing, because it's given people a little bit of confidence. You know, if you've got a highly reactive dog, then obviously you still don't, you know, it's not going to cure the situation. But if you've got a dog like Bella, can be 50% of the time, maybe 60% of the time, okay with a dog that comes and sniffs her, but just now and again. But my issue with Bella is obviously people. But it would give me a little bit of confidence to go, you know, maybe go for a couple of hours and see and try it. And, you know, there's this yellow space zone where they get it. So hopefully, and I've had a few people say, oh, are you coming here? And are you coming there? And I'm like, oh, blimey. But yeah, a few people are keen to maybe try and go to a dog show. So that'd be lovely.
So where can people find you on social media then? Because basically they'll want to see what happens with this yellow zone, because I'm sure you'll have your stuff on your social media next week about it.
Yeah, I try to update it. It gets so busy. So my website is myanxiousdog.co.uk, and my Instagram is myanxiousdog, as well as my Facebook group.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you so much. Michelle, have you got anything else to add?
I just wanted to wish you all the best, and thanks again for coming on and helping to raise awareness about it. As a reactive dog owner, I'm very grateful for all the hard work that you do.
Thank you, and be proud of your yellow.
Yeah.
Yes, great way to end. Brilliant. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Do let us know if your dog wears yellow, and we'll see you on the next one. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends.
And if you get a moment, please leave us a review. We'll see you next time on Canny Cross Conversations. Thank you to our sponsor, Get Stronger, Run Faster 5K.
Find out more about the course at the link in the show notes.
It's great for canny crossers and runners to improve their 5K time and keep up with the dogs.
And it will really help you to enjoy running more and avoid injury.